Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight to the Shepherd's Call in the great name of Yahweh. Now, we got a great broadcast for you tonight, and we are very, very thankful that our Heavenly Father Yahweh knows the covenants that He's made with man, and He is in charge of the covenants. Now, let me give you a scripture here in the book of Exodus. And it's in the 44th chapter, and it's the 12th verse. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with an inhabitants of the land where you go, lest it be a snare in the midst of you. But he shall destroy their altars, break down their images, and cut down their groves, for thou shalt worship no other god. For Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous Elohim God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. Verse 16, thou shalt not take of their daughters unto thy sons and their daughters that go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. And thou shalt make no molten gods. And, verse 18, the feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread. And as I commanded thee in the time of the month Abib, in the month Abib thou camest out of Egypt. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk tonight about the covenant of Abib. This is the word that we're using here, and the Strong's is 8622, which is Tetifah, and it's the Hebrew for equinox. And joining me tonight from Conyers, Georgia, is my old radio brother of long ago, actually the brother that introduced me to the great name of Yahweh, and the brother that taught me on the covenant of the Sabbath, Brother Arnold Boyne. He and I ministered on WULAC for several years, praise Yahweh. And we are so delighted tonight to have Brother Arnold with me, joining me from the great state of Florida, where we're live and direct. This is Wednesday. And I believe this is the 10th of July. So we're live tonight, and we hope that you can call a friend, because you're going to be in for a treat. I've got Brother Arnold with us, as I said, and he's going to talk to you just a little bit about the covenants. Now, remember in the 20th chapter of the book of Exodus, let me give you a verse of scripture here. In the 20th chapter of the book of Exodus, where it's showing the covenants again, and then we will bring Brother Arnold here in a couple of minutes, and me and him's going to share the telephone here. We're in a remote situation, so we'll share the telephone. We can't seem to get our other phone working here, and we'll pass it back and forth, and we will talk to you a little bit about the covenant of Abib. In the month of Abib, we begin by marking the equinox, and that is the spring equinox in the season. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, we've talked to you before about this, and Brother Arnold is very good, as he has taught me all of these things, or most of the things that I know about the Newman Sabbath, is due to some of the teaching that Brother Arnold introduced me to several years ago on this subject, and we have been studying together. And we have come to probably one of closest decisions. We both agree that you mark the beginning of time with the count of time in the scriptures of Genesis 1:14. Now, let me give it to you here. And God said, let there be lights, plural, Strong's number 34-79, in the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from the night. Now, what is the equinox? Brother Arnold, that is to divide time, and you'll go into some of that tonight. The night. and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days. We're going to talk about this tonight on the Sabbath, exception of the truth. Now, let me go back to the Exodus and lay you a foundation, and we'll talk about it here on the Sabbath day should keep it holy. 6 days shall you work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, thou God. Thou, nor thy son, thou son, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle. And so, Brother Arnold, it sounds to me like tonight here, our Heavenly Father is very, very the covenants and the days that he's allotted over Arnold in the seventh chapter of the book of Daniel, verse 20, to change times and laws. And Brother Arnold is talking about the Gregorian calendar, the Roman calendar, talking about the Jewish calendar that has been changed periodically. And now this calendar does not agree with the moon and the sun to mark the times, the seasons, and the day of today. Today is a new moon, Brother Arnold. We're celebrating the Sabbath right now. So let me introduce to you, and it's a pleasure to have him on my show tonight, Brother Arnold Boyne, pastor of the church in Conyers, to the show tonight of the Shepherd's Call.
Good day, brother. You know, I was looking here in Isaiah 58. It says, "Call up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions." You know, I was looking on further out there in verse 13. That shall be of thee, shall be of the old waste places, in lacerations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach. Then it goes on next verse, if I turn thy foot from this my holy day. You know, there's a lot of scripture in there, and the adversary don't want us to know. I always kept the Sabbath from Friday evils to Sabbath. And of course, any truth seeker knew that Sunday declared, you know, the first day of the week, and then the Saturday evening would be the Sabbath. Well, any truth seeker yesterday, but what the devil has done is the same way about the name. Like on the name, they said, well, do we baptize in titles, Father, Son, Holy Ghost? And, of course, he didn't put the real name. He didn't know that Father, Son, Holy Ghost was a title, the Holy Spirit, the name of the Father. One name, and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Well, he gave you the choose from, like on the name, you had titles, Father, Son, you ain't gonna get it right. You can't win. Well, same way with the Sabbath, he's got, you choose between Sunday or Saturday. Still, again, you can't win. Right. The Bible teaches it's better to put, let's say if a man's out on the island, I'm using this illustration, say he finds the Bible, and he wants to keep all the holy days, all the feast days, wants to do everything the Torah teaches. And here he can find every appointment of it, like in the Sabbath month, he can watch for the seventh moon of that revolution of that year out of the vernal equinox, and he can keep the first day, blow the trumpet and the new moon, he can keep the 10th day of that moon, he can keep the 15th, and so forth. Well, but something that's important as the Sabbath and carried the death penalty, now he's got to go outside the Bible, and he's got to put confidence that some man has kept up with that day. The moon don't have nothing to do with it no more, but it does all the other days. Even in the Bible, all through the Bible, that was what the moon was put up there for. The calendar mentioned in the Bible is in Genesis 1:14. It's for days and years, and appointments, months. So there's no other way to if I was gonna tell you, Brother Buddy, and we lived back then, I was gonna say, hey, meet me in the second revolution from now on the third moon and the fifth day of it. You could be there, we'd be there exact same time.
Exactly.
We didn't have no calendars. But anyhow, he made his Sabbaths known to Moses and offer $1,000 reward to anybody can give me one scripture where they kept a weekly Sabbath on any other day than the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, 29th. It's just not there. So, you know, the adversary is trying to rob us of the blessing. There's a blessing in keeping a Sabbath. If you can read on here in Isaiah, and if you'll keep your foot from polluting his holy day, and the Sabbath of the light, and, you know, He'll bless you. He'll call you to ride on the high places of the earth. He'll bless you going out and coming in. But you've got to find out. If you want to keep the Sabbath day as a rest day, Brother Buddy, you've got to find out when the work days are. Now, we know if you're going to find the Sabbath, you got to find, be able to know when the sixth day is, the fifth, fourth, third, second, and the first. You got to know when the work days is. And the only way you can do that, you cannot do it by a Roman calendar, because they'll let you work on all the days. But the Bible teaches us not that the new moon and the Sabbath are not work days. And you'll find these scriptures like in Ezekiel over there, 46 and 1. He tells them, he says, look, that they were to come and worship before the gate there. He said, and the gates of Yahweh's house were to be shut the six working days. Now listen to this, the six working days. Open on the Sabbath and the day of the new moon. And then he read on down, he said, and all the people's going to come and worship before that gate in the new moons and Sabbath. In other words, if they're shut the six working days, open on the Sabbath and new moons, then that's obvious that the Sabbath is never going to be a work day, neither the new moon. You got you like in Isaiah 66, he said, from one new moon to another, and one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come and worship before. And that's in the millennial there. So it's going to be the same then. It was the same back there. So if we've come, you got you. New moon, which is a worship day, that the gates of Yahweh's house is open. The next day would be a work day. You'd have six work days, and you rest the Sabbath, which would be on the eighth day from that worship day, the new moon. And then the next one would be the 15th. Then 6 days from there, you'd rest again on the Sabbath, which would be the 22nd, so on. And it's just, you work 6 days, like in creation. He rested the Sabbath. It commemorates the rest. But did you know, Brother Buddy, I was telling somebody the other day, the Bible don't say that he created heaven and earth in 6 days. The Bible says that he created heaven and earth before day one. And I know it sounds, and when, if you hear me out, you'll see what I'm saying. But the Bible said in the beginning, Yahweh created the heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, talking about the waters. Now, this is before day one. This is before he said, let there be light, and before he divided the light from the darkness. And then, you know, he said, then, on day one, when he said, let there be light, and divided light, and the light he called day, and the darkness he called night, and then the evening and the morning was the first day. But before day one, and then it goes on, talks about day three, how, you know, how made the firmament and the land and waters divided. Well, the waters was already created before then. He just done worked on. But the only one place in the Bible says, for in 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth, is there in Deuteronomy. That word made is meaning advanced upon. In other words, he was working on something that he had already created, Brother Buddy. And when he rested on the Sabbath day, it was actually the eighth day from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? The heavens were there. The earth, the moon, it was there. It was just dark. Didn't it say he created the heavens and earth? Okay. Well, see, on day four, he done something else. That's when everybody thinks the moon and all this were created. But I lean toward the fact that he placed these two great lights in the firmament there to give light on the earth. And even if he created them on day four, if you wanted to even say that, you'd have to go back and say, well, you know, if they're for signs and seasons or beacon, that word sign in Hebrew is like a beacon. Season is for appointments. People say, well, I know the moon is for these yearly appointments, but thank people. They were no yearly appointments when he hung it up there in Genesis 1:14. The only appointment was the weekly appointment, the weekly Sabbath. And Leviticus 23, he said, these are my feasts. And that word feast is the same word as Genesis 1:14, for seasons. And Psalms 104:19 said he appointed the moon for seasons. It's the same word again. He appointed it for feast. It's to tell when his appointment. That's why Psalmist David, when he looked up to the heavens in 8th chapter of Psalms, he said, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers. He said, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. In other words, he said, what is man that thou art mindful of? In other words, buddy, when I see that moon, and I know it was hung up, and the next verse it said, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him. When David knew that he had put the moon up there for visiting days, that he was so mindful of man that he'd done this in his great creation, and he appointed it for visiting days. But man comes along and says, well, I know it's for appointments, but it's not for your weekly appointments. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got to get back to the Bible. We've got to remember that we can use history, but the history's not scripture. We can use it when it goes along with the Bible. Strong's is not scripture, but we can use it to look up words and stuff. Josephus, he's not history. Scripture. The Jews are not scriptures. You know, the tradition's not scripture. We've got to go back to the scripture. And he did not leave his holy Sabbath in the hands of some people to change these calendars, to do all this, and that you've got to put confidence in man to find your weekly Sabbath. It's just not so. But I can show you an offer $1,000 reward. Anybody can do me one place. I can show you many examples when they kept a Sabbath. Every time a Sabbath is pinpointed in the scripture, and we probably won't have time to go in all of them, just like Exodus 16:1. They're always on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th. Even over in the New Testament, all throughout with Paul, everywhere you find a Sabbath pinpointed, then you can locate the day that's going to be on one of them days, whether that's true.
Well, Brother Arnold, you know, I want you to speak. We've got about, looks like about 5 minutes for a break time here, down at the bottom of the hour. So I want you to expound a little bit on that eighth day man when you were revealing there. A lot of people in Genesis 1 hadn't really caught that. I believe that would probably be a revelation of understanding for them. That you said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So everything was already created before the process as he began to improve or act upon the creation. And then Adam, as you have indicated, we know was a eighth day creation. We also know that the covenant of circumcision in the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis was given to Abraham, and then we determine in the 7th chapter of the book of John, Brother Arnold, that after this circumcision covenant, that the Hebrews in the temple were circumcising on the Sabbath day. And if circumcision was given for the eighth day, and man was an eighth day creation, then we've got a formula here in the beginning of the Abib, meaning the beginning of months, as we go to Genesis 8:13, in the first month, that's Abib, Brother Arnold, in the first day of the month, Yahweh started the time count in perfectly, and so then, Yahweh has got a time count principle marked on an eight-day calendar for the Sabbath, as we keep day one as a new moon, and then we work 6 days, as you gave the indication in the gate, and then we begin to function. But Arnold, comment on that for just a minute, and then we'll go down to break here, and then we will come back in the second half, and I'll let you expound on what you just set up for him here in the second half.
Well, he's talking about the eighth day. You know, the 22nd's called the eighth day. You got the eighth day, and then you got the 15th. It's called the eighth day. You got the 22nd called the eighth day. I don't know too much about the eighth day man over there, but on the Numbers 29th chapter, I'd like to read you something right quick, and you can go through it. It's talking about verse 1, said, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. That's talking about a gathering. Mm-hmm. People look at that. Mm-hmm. But when you go on down, of course, in verse 7, it tells you, you shall on the 10th day, it tells you about a holy convocation. But then it gets on down to the verse 12. It says, and on the 15th day, I want you to notice something here. Of the seventh month, and he's going to get you back on track here, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no sober work, and you shall keep the feast in Jehovah 7 days. But he goes on there and says, you shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire, and he tells you what all the 14 lambs there, and he tells you all what to offer. Then he says on the second day, verse 17, on the second day you shall offer 12 young bullets, 2 rams and 14 lambs. And then it says in verse 20, it said, on the third day, he's telling you what all to offer on these days. He tells you what to offer. Verse 23, he said, on the fourth day, he tells you what to offer, so many bullets and this and that. Then on the 29th day, it said on the fifth day, 9 bullets, 14 lambs. It tells you what all, it keeps going down. Then verse 29, he said on the sixth day, 8 bullets. Then verse 32, on the seventh day, 7 bullets, 2 lambs, and all that. And listen to this, verse 35. And on the eighth day, you shall have a solemn assembly.
Right,
which that's eighth day there, it's talking about the 22nd, because remember we started on the 15th. And then we went on up to, in this solemn assembly. So I ask you, where is a solemn assembly or a holy convocation in between these 8 days? People like to invent Sabbaths in between there, right, just like they do over the New Testament, Brother Buddy, over there for the crucifixion.
Yeah.
They say, well, there was a Sabbath on the, he was crucified on the 14th, he was in there the 15th, and then he was in there again on the 16th, and he rose on the 17th, you know, because they try to keep him in there 3 days and 3 nights, mm-hmm, talk about the sign of Jonah. Mm-hmm. Well, the Bible didn't say he would be in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. Matter of fact, the Bible, it contradicts Scripture. The Bible said he wouldn't suffer his Holy One to see corruption or decay. That's over in the Scripture and in the New Testament. But if Paul said he would rise the third day, according to the Scripture, well, on the third day, which would be if he's crucified on the 14th, was in our 15th, on the 16th, it came early the first day of the week, because the Bible teaches that that Sabbath that drew on was a high day. In other words, it was not only a weekly Sabbath, it was a first day of unleavened bread, which made it a high Sabbath. And they even said they watched how they laid in, Brother Buddy, and they went home and prepared spices and rested the seventh day according to commandment.
Yeah.
So it was the 15th was the Sabbath, and the 16th was the first day of the week. And that's when he came and, you know, he's risen. But we can do it more on this.
Well, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is my buddy and Brother Arnold. We're down here in Florida on remote. We're sharing the phone here in the phone booth, praise Yahweh. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. We're glad to have you in here with us tonight. My guest tonight from Conyers, Georgia, is Brother Arnold Bowen, and he is a two-seed line Yahwist, and he is probably one of the foremost experts in biblical doctrine on the covenants of the Sabbath, praise Yahweh. And so I'm delighted and honored to have Brother Arnold sharing the mic with me tonight. And we're going to be back in here tomorrow night with the continuation of part two of this message. So you won't want to miss this, and we're going to bring Brother Arnold back to the microphone here in just a minute. I'd like to also take this time to thank Dr. Gary for filling in for me for the last two nights on the Shepherd's Call. And he did a wonderful, amazing job. And Dr. Gary is probably one of the foremost authorities on the health field issues that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. So I hope that you enjoyed the last two nights on the Shepherd's Call with Dr. Gary live out of the great state of Mississippi. So we're sharing the mics this week as we are in a fellowship here in the Florida. We are down in the lower part of Florida, and we're in fellowship meeting with several of Yahweh's men and sisters, and so we're having a great time down here in fellowship. So now let's get back to the show, and again, I'm going to introduce to you my good friend, Pastor Arnold Bowen. Yahweh bless you, Brother Arnold.
Hey, brother, buddy, we got to repair the bridge, you know, the paths to dwell in. We got to get back. People, if you're not keeping the Sabbath by the moon like he teaches in the Word, then you're not keeping this true appointment. Now, I know, I kept the Sabbath, like I said, for years and years and years, many years, from Friday evening to Saturday evening. And, you know, and I kept it, you know. I didn't do my own pleasure, and I wouldn't buy and sell, and I cooked my food the day before. But they was a brother, you know, a messenger, an angel come to me, but he was flesh and blood, you know, but he was a messenger all the same. It's not who, he that brings the message, he that receives the message, it's going to both be rewarded. And I wish I'd have been revealed this. I learned a lot that I know from not straight from the throne room, because I've got a lot straight from the throne room, but I've learned from other men. I've learned from people all over. I learned from Brother Buddy. I learned, and we shared. The Bible said we're laborers together.
Right.
And this thing ain't no one-man show. It ain't no one-man. The Bible said, he said, elders, pastors in the assembly. So what I was going to say about this 3 days and three nights deal, first thing people have come up and said, well, what about the sign of Jonah? 3 days and three nights in the grave. The Bible don't say it was 3 days and three nights in the grave. I said, there got to be another understanding for the sign of Jonah. So what they say is, well, he's put in there on the 14th. Forget the Roman days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just forget them for just a minute. He was put in there on the 14th, and the Bible said the Sabbath drew on. Well, the only Sabbath the Bible mentioned was the 15th.
Yeah.
Just like we said, there's no place you'll find a Sabbath on any other day than the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th. Well, anyhow, the Bible teaches us that the Sabbath drew on. Okay, they took him and laid him in the sepulcher. If our Savior hadn't been crucified on the 14th, he would have kept the 15th as a week of Sabbath, also the first day of unleavened bread. And so those of you that know the scriptures will be able to follow along with me. Well, I'm going to prove that there was not another Sabbath like you go around teaching like I did, and spreading these lies that we create a Sabbath on the 17th instead of letting it fall on 15th where it was. The Bible don't mention no Sabbath on the 17th, but I can prove there was not a Sabbath on the 17th. Listen close, and I'll show you how to prove it. If there was a 17th was a Sabbath, then if you back up, then the 10th would have been a Sabbath, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to prove from the Bible right here that the 10th was not a Sabbath. It was a very busy day. They were buying and selling, and that was the day the lamb was supposed to be put up, Brother Buddy. It was a busy day. He's not going to have a holy no work day fall on the work day. You were supposed to put the lamb up, and he was the lamb, and he came riding in Jerusalem on the 10th day, and they were crying, Hosanna. And it's against the law to ride an ass or anything on that day, because you weren't supposed to work your ass, your ox, or anything. And here he come riding in there on the 10th. They were buying and selling in the temple, which, you know, and he even went in the temple and healed some people, Brother Buddy. And they didn't say, hey, he's healing on the Sabbath on that, because it wasn't Sabbath. They said, wonderful, wonderful thing, but they grieved him, you know, that he done it. But they seen the wonderful works he done and didn't mention nothing about that. But let me show you how I know it was. The 10th was not a Sabbath. And if I can prove the 10th wasn't a Sabbath, then that blows out of the water about the 17th being a Sabbath. Because 10 and 7 is 17. But John 12th chapter of St. John, verse 1, it says right here, then, it got the J name here, Noah, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Now, if this was 6 days before the Passover, remember they said over in the New Testament, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is called Passover.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here it is 6 days before the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which begins on the 15th.
Right.
And the Bible teaches that they said it's the preparation, talked about the 14th,
right,
was the preparation of the Sabbath.
Right.
Now, here it is 6 days before that. So that would be what day, Brother Buddy? 6 days before that, backing up on the 15th. That would be the 9th day, exactly right. So here's the 9th day of the moon. Or month is, you know, that's where we get our English word month from moon. Here it is, the 9th day of the moon here. At verse 2 said, they made him a supper. And you read on down to verse 12, it says, and on the next day, which would be the 10th, right?
Yeah.
Much people that will come to the feast when they heard that Yahweh was come to Jerusalem, that's when the lambs would be put up on the 10th, they took palm branches and went forth to meet him and called, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of Allah. And Yahweh went in and found a young egg. They went in and found a young egg set down, as it is written, fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass of colt. And this on the 10th, which if the 17th was Sabbath, this would have been on the Sabbath day. Listen, they cut down palm branches. They done all this. Now I'm going to show you another John 12th chapter of St. John, verse 1. It says right here, then, it got the J name here, Noah, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Now, if this was 6 days before the Passover, remember they said over in the New Testament, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is called Passover. Mm-hmm. Now, here it is 6 days before the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which begins on the 15th. Right. And the Bible teaches that they said it's the preparation, talk about the 14th, right, was the preparation of the Sabbath.
Right.
Now, here it is 6 days before that. So that would be what day, brother, buddy? 6 days before that, backing up on the 15th. That would be the 9th day, exactly right. So here's the 9th day of the moon, or month. It's, you know, that's where we get our English word month from moon. Here it is, the 9th day of the moon here. At verse 2 said, it made him a supper. And you read on down to verse 12, it says, and on the next day, which would be the 10th, right?
Yeah.
Much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Yahweh was come to Jerusalem, that's when the lambs would be put up on the 10th, they took palm branches and went forth to meet him, and called, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh went in and found a young ass, set down, as it is written, fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy King cometh, sitting on the ass of colt. And this on the 10th, which, if the 17th was Sabbath, this would have been on the Sabbath day. Listen, they cut down palm branches, they done all this. Now I'm going to show you two more scriptures that proves that they were working on this day and it wasn't a Sabbath. Now look in, I'm not sure which one to go to first. Look in, let's start with Luke 19:35. See what that says right here. Luke 19:35. This may be one of them. It says right here, and they brought him to Yahweh, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they sat Yahweh down. And as he went, they spread their clothing away. And when he was come nigh, even now, at the Mount of Olives, there says, Homer. Now, verse 30, blessed is the King that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Okay, and some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said, okay, this ain't the one I want. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. That's not the one I want. Look at John. Let's check John the 12th chapter. That right there don't give us enough information, so I can't change that. Let's check John the 12th chapter. Okay, I'm sorry. That's what I just referred to. See, I make my own notes, buddy. Sometimes I get, I know there's one in Matthew there. We'll look at Matthew, and there's one in Luke, but I can't find it right here. But Bible said prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Let's check, let's check Matthew 21, see if that'll do it. Matthew 21, see if that's one of them. It's been a while since I spoke on this, and this was a last-minute thing for me, but we'll get there. Bible teaches to be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That's what I'm doing now. Okay, 21 in Matthew. It says right here, it gives another, you know, these a lot of times give the same account, but in a different view of the writer. Okay, here it is, verse 5 said, tell the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh to be meek and sitting on the ash, the coat of foal of an ash. That's on the 10th day, I'm going to prove it. Verse 8, and very great multitudes spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from trees and strode them in the way. They wouldn't have never done even that on the Sabbath.
Right.
But it goes on, and the multitude went before they followed, crying, Hosanna, the son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Verse 10, and when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the mother said, this is Yahweh, the prophet of Nazareth, Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh went into the temple, listen to this, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple. Now, these Jews, so-called, got on him for healing on the Sabbath. They certainly ain't going to be in the temple buying and selling, right?
Yeah.
It's on the 10th day when the lambs to be put up.
Right.
And so if the 10th's not a Sabbath, then another one. Listen to what they said. And they overthrew the tables of money changers, seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it the den of thieves. And the blind, listen to this, on this 10th day, And the blind and the lame came to him. Remember, we know it's the 10th because it said 6 days before, and then the next day, which is the 10th day, come right then. It said, and he healed them. Listen to that, verse 14. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, they wouldn't have thought it was so wonderful if it had been on the Sabbath, would they?
Right.
They saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple saying, Hosanna, the son of David. They were sore displeased, but they didn't hear them healing on the Sabbath. You tell you what, you can check back, I forget where it's between Luke or Matthew, one of them, but you can count back from the 15th, and you know the days that they were choosing and healing, you find out it was on the 8th day. They said, oh, he's healing on the Sabbath, yeah. But right here, we know this 10th day is not a Sabbath here, and there's another Luke 19:45, I think it is. I'm going to prove it with two witnesses right here. Not that you need any. All the time you need two witnesses if you're going to put a man to death. Luke 19, what did I say, 19? Okay, look right here, 19, and let's see. No. Blessed is the king that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Listen. And some of the Pharisees from among them said, I didn't read that in there. Okay. But anyhow, let me find another. What was that? John 12 chapter. Let me find them one right quick. Just try Mark. Let's see. Just try Mark. Right, that's Mark 11. Yeah, here it is. I think this is one of them. And when they came down to Jerusalem, Bethany, okay, the Mount of Olives, they went the way, okay. Verse 8, and many spread the garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and throw them in the way, right? Okay, and then down there you read on 10, Hosanna in the highest, and verse 11, and Noah entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around about all the things, how that he went to Bethany, and on the, okay, that's the mall on the fig trees. Okay, verse 15, and they come to Jerusalem, and Noah, oh, there it is, and they went into the temple and began to cast them out that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money chambers. Yeah, right. And here's my whole point, people. We don't have a whole lot of time, but you check it out for yourself. If the 10th day was not a Sabbath, it was a work day that the lamb was supposed to be cut up. He's not going. What if your Sabbath fell on the 14th when you're supposed to kill the lamb and do all that? You can't have a commanded no work day falling on a work day. That's why these are set feasts. They're set. He set them by the moon, and they're not going to conflict with the other. And what's happening here, if the 10th is not a Sabbath, then the 17th is not a Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
So the Sabbath that they created over there and said, hey, well, this is Sabbath. It's easy to say, hey, the 17th was Sabbath. Well, prove it. I can prove it wasn't because the 10th wasn't. You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Buddy? So if it wasn't, then the Sabbath there was on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th. That's the Sabbath he would have kept. And he rose the third day. Now, listen to this. The priest was on the third day. They were supposed to, the morning after the Sabbath there in that time of year, they were supposed to wave the first fruits of their barley harvest. Okay? Well, they were to do it on the 16th. In other words, if the 15th Sabbath, the next day would be the 16th, first day of the week, they were to wave it. Well, the Bible says in Corinthians that he's the first fruits of them that sleep. He is the first fruit. He is that wave offering that was, to, like Paul said, as saith the scriptures. The only scripture talks about is that 16th, which Josephus records how that they never eat of the produce of the land till the 16th. And so does Philo. So here's Josephus, a Pharisee. He was like Paul. He lived in the day of Paul, and he said it was done on the 16th, which is the morning of the Sabbath. The Sabbath's always going to be on the 15th. The wave sheaf is going to be on the 16th, and then your number 7 sounds complete, and you go on the Pentecost. We'll have to get into that later. But the point is here, it's easy to say, hey, this was a Sabbath, that was a Sabbath. Well, prove it. You see what I'm saying? The Bible says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Folks, do not, if you're not keeping the Sabbath by the moon, like he teaches in Psalms 104:19, he appointed the moon for seasons. That word seasons is appointments. The week of Sabbath is appointment. Leviticus 23, verse 3, I think it is. He said, 6 days you labor, and these are my feasts. He said, then you keep a holy convocation Sabbath. And he goes on and names them all. So here's Brother back. Come on. Just at Zilch, listen, if you're not calling on his name, walking in his laws and all, you need to study, search the scriptures, and remember what the so-called Jews doing or the Baptists doing. You got to remember, they're not scripture. Jehovah's Witness is not scripture. Don't matter what the Baptist is not scripture. None of these churches is scripture. The Bible is scripture. If you're more loyal to your denomination, to your organization, to your preacher than you are the scriptures, then you're just not called to go. You're going to have to repent, and you're going to have to get out of that people if you want to inherit eternal life.
Praise Yahweh. Brother Arnold, you know, we have discussed many hours on this, on the teaching of the Sabbath and true Sabbath, and we got many out there that are studying the effects of the true Sabbath. And as you have said, many of the pagan ways, the Bible tells us not to learn the ways of the heathen. And Yahweh gave us a calendar in the sky. And this is a sign calendar. And remember it said in the book of Matthew, Brother Arnold, there shall be signs in the stars and signs in the moon and signs in the sun. Now, if you go over to the 20th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, and Brother Arnold, I want you to come back to the 46th chapter of the book of Genesis there. And if you will, give us a little bit more on the time gates there in Ezekiel chapter 46 and verse 1, and tell us when those gates are to be open, when they're to be closed, and then if you can start a pattern with the gates open and closed, and then you stay on a systematic pattern. Because when you begin the month, it's very obvious to me, Brother Arnold, that you will begin it on a new moon. And the Bible will substantiate that and back it up. Then if you start it on a new moon, you'll get your 8-day cycle every Sabbath. It'll be 8, 15, 22, and 29. And as you've done indicated, they knew that the Sabbath was drawing nigh, which was a high Sabbath, which was always the 15th. And in the covenant of a Passover, the 15th, not only was it a designated high holy day, it was a regular weekly Sabbath as it was a festival Sabbath. And they did the double witnesses that he entered into his rest. And the Bible says for us to take heed, lest we have an unbelieving heart, that we fail to enter into his rest. But Arnold, the rest date is knowing when to rest.
That's right, Brother Buddy. And the only way you can know that is by the moon. Because listen, if you stay right with the Bible and do not go out of the Bible, if you want to find that rest day, you got to find the work days. Well, the new moon is not a work day. Just like the woman out there that her son had died, and Elijah there said, go saddle an ass. She went out there and told her husband, and said, I'm going to the man of Yahweh. He said, why go today? It's neither new moon or Sabbath. See, it was a work day without that working. Okay. Well, another place there in Amos, it said, when will the new moon be gone that we can, you know, buy and sell, and the Sabbath that we can set forth free. In other words, it was a no-work day, like it declared there in Ezekiel. It said the gates would be shut the 6 working days, but open on the new moons and Sabbath, and they become worship. Now, if these are worship days, and you want to keep the worship days that there in the Bible, then you find the new moon, you know that's a worship day. The next day, and that's going to be your first day of the week, going to be your first work day. And then you work 6 days, and you rest the Sabbath, which would be the 8th day, which is really the 7th day from the work day, right? You work 6 days, you rest the Sabbath, and it'll do that every month. And that way, see, they think our Sabbath is rotating. Theirs one's rotating because we're staying with the heavenly bodies that he put up there for a beacon. That word sign is a beacon. And another definition is evidence of a Sabbath. Or feast, it says, and season, which is a feast day, and that's the only way that you can find where the no-work days are, is on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th. But you've got to be able to find out, and when the new moon comes in, you can't count it as a work day no more than you count the Sabbath as a work day. I mean, it can't be a work day and a worship day, too. And I'm going to let Brother Buddy wind up, but I was going to mention, too, over there, we'll have time now there in Luke, they said that, talked about his crucifixion, And it said, and today's the third day since this happened. Well, if you keep them in there 72 hours, it's the fourth day. Okay. It just won't work, people.
Well, thank you, Brother Arnold. I hope that that the people enjoyed the teaching on the Sabbath that that you do, and you do an amazing, wonderful job on the Revelation and the Covenants about the timekeeping. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it is the most wonderful revelation that I have ever received outside the name is how to enter into his time gates of the Sabbath. Praise Yahweh. And keep in mind that Arnold has reminded you that the weekly 7-day fixed day of the week, the Sabbath of the 7 day that they have organized in the Gregorian and the Jewish calendars, both of these deny the new moons, and so it just don't fit in there. Now, let me tell you how that you can contact us here on the Shepherd's Call. Simply write Brother Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'll be home on Sunday, so we'll receive your calls on Monday. And so just leave us a message on voicemail. We'll take your call. We'll call you back, and we'll send you free information concerning what we've taught about tonight. Praise Yahweh. Now, if you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Again, I'd like to thank Dr. Gary for the last two nights setting in for Pastor Buddy on the Shepherd's Call. And we will see you again tomorrow night on the Shepherd's Call, live and direct here from the Florida. And we will give you part two of the Covenants of Sabbath with Brother Arnold. He'll be joining me live again here tomorrow night, so you don't want to miss that. And we are in the Revelation of True Sabbath. Now, if you have any questions that you would like to forward to Brother Arnold, you just let me know, and I'll see that Brother Arnold gets a hold of them, and he'd be glad to talk to you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, time is all gone tonight. We certainly enjoyed. Thank you, Brother Arnold, for joining me here on the Shepherd's Call. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Truth Radio. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call saying, Yahweh bless you.
Praise Yahweh.